Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, it's Super Tuesday. Number one, the elections, of course, and we'll talk about that after the primaries. And the other Super Tuesday is the aspect of today's show. Joining us later on in the hour, Brian Tracy, maybe the greatest sales training expert in the world. I mean, I know Brian personally. His book is Get Smart: How to Think and Act Like the Most Successful and Highest Paid People in Every Field. Brian will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, and I'm delighted at the top of the hour with another high-quality individual. Sidney Finkelstein is joining us. He is the Stephen Roth Professor of Management at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College and the director of Tuck's Center for Leadership. He's published 8 prior books, including the Wall Street Journal bestseller, Why Smart Executives Fail. I want to give you the website before I talk about the name of the book. It's superbosses.com. I love websites. I don't have to spell the name of the book. Superbosses: How Exceptional Leaders Master the Flow of Talent. And it's published by Portfolio, Division of Penguin. And how would you like me to address you, sir? Sidney or Professor?
You can do Sidney. You can do Sid. Either
All one. Right. Okay. Sid, it's great to have you on. And interesting title of the book, because I'm not sure that people who think of the structure of businesses related in a hierarchy have any direct reference to the term super bosses. I think of that a lot in crime in the mafia family, but not so much in the corporate world. Explain.
Well, you know, these are bosses that just do exceptional things for people. They help other people get better. And from the point of view of, if you're lucky enough to work for somebody like this, they really are super, because they open the door to all sorts of opportunities.
What are the distinguishing characteristics? You know, I don't believe we're all born with equal talent or anything. We're born with equal rights, but not with equal talent or skills. Some should be commanders of ships, others should be stewards. But with small individual differences between people, what are the differences between a great leader, and within the context of this, I'll have you define leadership, the difference between a top-notch CEO, a leader in business, and a super boss?
Well, of course, they certainly could be overlapping. Super bosses are very, very successful in what they do. Whether it's, you know, a Larry Ellison in IT at Oracle, whether it's a Julian Robertson in hedge funds, whether it's even a Ralph Lauren in fashion. So, you know, there is an overlap there. But what differentiates super bosses from, say, another good boss or a good leader is their incredible track record of developing talent. You know, for example, you do a genealogical study of all of the top managers in an industry. And by genealogical, I mean who they work for. And you kind of track that out, kind of like a tree of talent. And you go and do that, and what you discover is that in virtually every industry, you'll find one person, sometimes two, that are the very top that ended up spawning a generation or multiple generations of talent. And that's really the biggest differentiator of a super boss versus a strong leader.
I'm thinking here, and I know you talk about several examples in your book of super bosses. I'm trying to stay apolitical, which is almost impossible for me to do. But is this a reflection on their ability not only to utilize their own skills, but to transfer skills to others? Or is it also a testimonial to the character and nature of people? Because I know you talk about Hillary Clinton, and I'm not going to get into it, but character is zero with Hillary Clinton. So why does she fall into the realm of a super boss, and how do you make some of these other distinguishing characteristics?
Well, you know, when you talk about character, I found that there were actually different types of super bosses. Some were very supportive and nurturing. Others are kind of more creative, almost like iconoclasts. And there's a third category that I call glorious bastards, really tough characters. So, you know, when you talk about personality or style, there are differences across all of those people. When it comes to Hillary, and I mentioned two of our presidential candidates in the book, and the book was published, you know, recently, but it was, the writing was done a long time ago, and Trump is one and Hillary is the other. And the reason why Hillary is there in any type of, say, positive way is that one of the things that super bosses do is they develop this network, this very powerful network of people that are in their circle that they help create opportunities for, create jobs, sometimes bring them back. And, you know, that's what actually Bill and Hillary have both done together. And they've been criticized a lot for it, but the truth of the matter is, and most business people will say, a network is a very powerful asset. So it's in that regard that she shows up. Doesn't really show up anywhere else, but it's a good illustration, I think, of the power of the network.
Oh, and I don't disagree with you at all, and I don't like to throw other books in here, but you might, Dinesh D'Souza, whom I recently interviewed on his book, talks about the leadership of what is really the equivalent to the mafia, and I think you can utilize the term super bosses talking about Hillary and Barack Obama. But let me get off the subject of politics before I pass out and ask you about the definition of leadership, because leadership is a characteristic that everyone should have at every level. We don't always have it. But has the definition of leadership, because of the changes in the corporate culture, has that been modified over the years, or is it pretty much the same, Sid?
You know, a lot of people, maybe there's as many definitions of leadership as there are people talking about it and writing books about it. You know, an old-time definition was leaders figure out what direction to go and figure out how to answer the question, why are you doing what you're doing? Why should we do it? Why should we care? And managers are people that are involved with executing on that, actually doing something, not figuring out why you're doing something, but actually doing it. I like a definition of leadership that says leaders are people that actually help create other leaders. And I think that that's a powerful thing, because, you know, there's no such thing really, when you get right down to it, as a one-man or a one-woman show in organizations. We have people like that, but they tend not to do really well in the long run, maybe in the short run, but certainly not in the long run. And the ability to surround yourself with great talent, I think it's hard to argue that's not a great thing to do. And so for me, that's kind of a core element of what a leader should and could do.
So was a super boss, the role of a super boss, different than, and I'm referring to a company as an entity, that's the old question, are there companies, people, companies? Mm-hmm. Is there the distinguishing characteristics between what super bosses should do and what the objective of a company is?
So, you know, they overlap, but I will say this, there are more ways to be successful than just the super boss approach. Super bosses are very successful. I mean, you look at some of the people that, you know, I already mentioned. I know we'll talk about a couple of them.
Yeah, I'd like to have a couple more after the break, but
okay, so they're very successful.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Absolutely, they're very successful. But what makes them different from other very successful leaders is again this track record of spawning talent. You just, again, look at all these tremendous, significant players in an industry, and the fact that they all, or many of them, not all, but many of them, come from the same person, work for the same person, is kind of when I saw that, I didn't expect to see it. And then I saw it, and then I kept seeing it, and I realized, boy, there's a real pattern here. And eventually I used the word super boss to describe what that is. So super bosses are successful, but that's not the only path to success. There are other ways to be successful. I happen to think the super boss approach is actually superior, because when you help other people do great things, you actually can have a legacy. And that goes beyond just success in any type of financial sense, but maybe more of a, you know, more of an emotional or a kind of core thing to who we are as people.
Yeah, and I this may be a great example. Bill Belichick, the coach of the New England Patriots, bringing in a little bit of a sports analogy. Well, sports specific into this, how people who depart from Bill Belichick's coaching assume serious and generally productive roles in leadership on other teams. Is he kind of the personification of this in sports?
Yeah, you know, it's a great, it's really a great example, Stu. And my favorite example is Bill Walsh. So we're going back a generation now, right?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Bill Walsh was the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. And it's really interesting. I looked at all.
You're referring to the West Coast offense there?
Yes, exactly. And okay. And I looked at all the Super Bowl winners and the team that won, the team that lost, the two best teams each year. I looked at their head coaches and I asked who they work for in their careers. And when I did that, I found that Bill Walsh was far and away the most influential developer of very successful talent in the NFL. And this is really interesting. Second place was actually Bill Parcells. And the reason why, I think, is because Belichick has been in the Super Bowl as a winner or not a winner so many times. Every time that happened, because at some point, he was on Bill Parcells' staff before.
Right, yeah, and I'm going to take a break. I'll just say one thing about Bill Parcells. You are what your record is. Great Bill Parcells quote. We're going to come back with more with Sidney Finkelstein, author of Super Bosses.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My daughter's a good gymnast because she practices a lot against the wall. We needed to paint, so I talked to Jen at Ace.
I told Dana when it comes to durable paint that really stands up to kids, you can't beat our best. Valspar Optimus.
Ace is a place that helps with beautiful walls and perfect handstands.
Now through Monday, buy a gallon of Valspar Optimus and get one free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Limit 2 free gallons per household, which must be of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary while supplies last. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream, America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, I'm Harvey McKay, and author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I can't thank you enough, Stu. The interview, I didn't like it. I loved it. And I love the way you change lives. I love the way you prepare to win, the way you do your homework. I like to surround myself with winners, and really look forward to having dinner with you in Boston very, very soon. Best of luck to you.
All right, we're back, and a little coincidence, Harvey McKay being on, and Brian Tracy will be joining us a little bit later on in the show. Joining us right now, we welcome back Sidney Finkelstein, the Stephen Roth Professor of Management at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth College. I'll certainly endorse what they do up there, although I probably never have the qualifications to get admitted. The name of the book is Super Bosses, How Exceptional Leaders Master the Flow of Talent, and it is published in hardcover by Portfolio. Get yourself a copy of it. Sid, I said that we'd come right back out of the break and have you give a few more examples of outstanding leaders and who really exemplify, personify what you're talking about, and briefly how they've done it.
Yeah, absolutely, Stu. You know, I'll give you a couple of my favorites. So Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live. What a show. It's on for decades. So many of the people that have been on that show have gone on to tremendous success in the movie business, the TV business. And Lorne Michaels, not only does he have the eye for talent, not only is he always looking for great talent, but he actually, it sounds funny for a guy in the entertainment industry, but he really is a great developer of talent. As one example, one of the things that he does that's, I think, really important is he creates both collaboration with among people and his staff and performers, really, and writers, and competition. He does both at the same time, and a lot of people think, well, you're either collaborative or you're competitive. He believes both are good, and by that I mean you got to collaborate to get on the show. You create skits. You know, it's not a stand-up comedy show, but the way the show works is you go closer and closer to the end of the week. They have something like 2.5 hours of content, and the show is only 90 minutes. So you need some sharp elbows to get your skit in there to make it into the actual show on Saturday night. So Lorne Michaels has figured out something about, if you really think about it, how to manage teams in a creative kind of different way. So he's a great example. Ralph Lauren in fashion, of course. So many people in that industry have worked for him over the years, and I would say Ralph, what makes him stand out is his inspiration. He's such an inspirational leader. He would tell people on his staff that we set the standard. People follow us. People look at what we're doing. And as a result, we're always going to stay another step ahead. And, you know, if you say a thing like that, Stu, you better believe it. And you can't fake it. And so authenticity is really a big part of it. So those are a couple of kind of really interesting examples.
Yeah, good ones. And you mentioned in your first example here about being competitive and collaborating at the same time. I think a negotiation and how people think about negotiation is I win, you lose. It isn't. Both people have to come out of a negotiation with a win. And it's amazing how many people don't understand the basics of that, as well as not understanding. And I'll go right back to super bosses here. Having a competitive advantage in business. And I think if you go around, and you're the expert, because I'm going to ask you to delve into your research, if you ask individuals who are in leadership capacities with institutions or academia, what's your competitive advantage? And right away, that kind of stops them in their tracks, because a lot are so blindsided that they don't look to see if there's anybody else on their tracks. And you know what happens if you don't? If you got something really special, you know you're not going to have it's not going to be a proprietary hold for a long time.
It sounds like you should be teaching my class for me, Stu.
Why don't you invite me up, and I will.
Well, it's official now. You have an invitation to come talk in my class. It's absolutely the case. Competitive. Without that, you have to differentiate yourself, right? You got to do something that others can't do, and you have to do it actually, not just in business. I coach a lot of young people who are MBA students or what have you, and I always tell them, you want to think about what you're better at than many other people. Maybe not everyone, but as many as possible. You have some type of natural skill or instinct or whatever it is, and then look for a career where that type of skill set is actually rewarded, where people care about that. And in some ways, that's kind of the same thing that people in business do. Find out what you're good at, figure out how you can get into that field, keep getting better at it, and recognize that there are always other people. I always say, we talk about strategy and competitive advantage, there's always another round that's starting. You might think you're ahead, but there's always somebody catching up. And going back to super bosses, they are kind of competitive, ultra-competitive players. They love to win. They're always thinking about that, and I think that's another one of their kind of secrets that they pass on and share with their employees that those people then take to be successful in their own careers.
Yeah, we always debates going on, genetically inherited, environmentally produced. Can we convert introverts into extroverts? Can you develop, and I don't know, maybe it's the 10,000-hour adage, I don't know, but can you make super bosses out of extraordinary people? Because I really don't think you can make super bosses out of people who are really below that level. But you're the expert. I'm the learner.
I really do believe that virtually everything that I talk about in the book that I found that super bosses did, that these are teachable, that these are learnable. Is everyone in the world capable of that? Well, there's always some variation, but I think it's actually a much bigger group, much larger percentage of the population that has that potential. And I'll give you one example. When you have a team, if you're a boss of even one or two people, or even if you're not a boss but you're part of a team and you have peers, don't you think it's a good idea to think about how to customize what you're doing and how you're interacting, how you're motivating people? Customize it to the people around you, as opposed to saying one size fits all. And I find that, and this is getting into a lot of the leadership stuff out there, I know you're familiar with it, leadership styles. People talk about leadership styles all the time, and I think it's a disservice, because when people are told, here's your leadership style, you do this assessment, you then feel like, well, okay, that's my style. Everyone's got to adapt to me, and I'm going to just do what I'm going to do. But what other walk of life is there in business where that's actually a good idea? When we talk about customers, we talk about marketing and sales, and you have to customize to what individuals want, what they need. Why don't we do that when we're managing people? It's kind of like we're in the dark ages in some ways when you think about where we are in terms of day-to-day management. And maybe that's why so many people, they hear the word super boss and they're thinking, no, it's not. I wouldn't use the adjective super to describe my boss. It'd be quite the opposite. That's what the problem is.
It's a learning experience for people who read books. It's also being published myself on a smaller level. It's a learning experience for those who write books. And as we come to the close of our segments here, what did you learn, Sid, from writing this book that perhaps you didn't know prior to it?
Well, I really, you're exactly right. I really learned a lot. And one of the things I learned, I tried to apply what I learned that super bosses were doing to my own life. And I asked myself, so to what extent am I helping create a legacy for other people. And in my case, it would be some people in my team, and especially students, of course.
And, all right, out of time. We're going to have to continue to stay on as we go to a break. It's been a pleasure. Sidney Finkelstein, Superboss, is how exceptional leaders master the flow of talent. Buy the book. You'll learn a lot. Brian Tracy coming up. Stay tuned.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes.
At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. The Dana Show, weekdays 1 to 3 p.m., 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show, Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, we're back. I was just talking with Gary Silverman, my next guest, and saying, we did this a year ago, and we were both rather shocked. That's how fast the time goes. I guess we're having fun. And it may not be fun in terms of the topic, but, you know, you got to deal with it. We're talking about taxes, April 15th filing day, and how do we handle this? What kind of moves can you make? Gary Silverman is the managing partner and chief investment officer for Blue Prairie Group, with offices in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Salem, and Tampa. You can go right on the website at blueprairiegroup.com. And rather than have me tell you what they do, even though Gary comes on the third Wednesday of every month, I'll let him do it with an introduction. Gary, it's so great to have you back again.
Well, Stu, thank you so much for having us back. It's our pleasure and our honor to be here.
And give a brief overview again of your services.
Absolutely. Blue Prairie Group is a registered investment advisory firm. We're a holistic wealth manager. We work with clients and their families on helping them with the entirety of their personal financial life. And we also do a lot of work with corporate retirement plans, 401ks, 403bs, pension plans, that type of thing as well. We have a large individual business and a large institutional business.
All right. There's a lot here to address. First of all, it's people should act in advance. They can do things in advance, but it's not too late at this particular point to make sure you pay as little as you can legally. I emphasize that word legally because a lot of politicians who are very wealthy get criticized for paying less on taxes. As long as you go by the law, why wouldn't you do it? So some basic tax tips as we approach the end of the year, and maybe you can include in this a little bit about people who aren't ready and they're filing an extension.
Well, sure. Thank you, Stu. I appreciate that. So there are, as you think about filing your taxes, either by April 15th or by October 15th, if you take an extension, and extension is very easy to come by and you don't need to qualify, you just need to file that you are taking the extension, your taxes are still due by April 15th. It's very important. Sometimes people think because they've taken their extension, they don't need to pay their taxes till October 15th, and that is incorrect. So, but you do have till October 15th to do some of these tax planning type things we'll talk about and to file your taxes.
All right, I want to jump in here. Let's get some basic questions out there people are thinking about. How much can I contribute to an IRA?
So depending upon your status, your income levels, generally speaking, as an individual, if you're 49 or younger, you can put in $5,500 to an IRA. That would be a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA if you qualify based on income limits, or $6,500 if you're 50 or older, what's called a catch-up contribution.
Can I contribute to a traditional or Roth IRA if I'm covered by a retirement plan at work?
Depending upon your income level, you can contribute to a retirement plan at work, to an IRA if you're covered by a retirement plan at work. If you're individual, you have to have an adjusted gross income of $63,000 or less. And then there are phase outs up to $71,000. If you're married, it's $98,000. So the answer, Stu, is yes, you can, up to certain income limits. I also want to point out that if you are married, and even though you're covered by a corporate retirement plan, your spouse can still contribute to an IRA as well. And there are some income limits there, too, but they're substantially higher.
Okay. I was about to ask you that. Do we report non-deductible Roth IRA contributions? Is it 8606, the form?
It is form 8606, and there's, in terms of the actual reporting, I would actually defer to a tax professional. Blue Prairie Group, we as advisors can help our clients and do help our clients with tax strategies, but we are not tax preparers, and so the form is 8606, so that the answer to that is yes. But in terms of the some of the details of reporting, we would actually leave that to the tax professionals. And I would highly encourage any of your listeners who are either, relatively speaking, high income, couples making $100,000 plus a year, or if they're high assets, then they really ought to work with a tax professional. There's a lot of tax planning and tax management that can be done that many individuals doing it on their own miss, and it's well worth it to work with a tax professional.
All right, differences here. We'll move along. There's a lot to cover. Some of the similarities and differences between the Roth and traditional IRAs in terms of things like contribution limit, age limitations, tax credit. Maybe you could just run that down.
Well, sure. As a quick primer for the listeners, a traditional IRA allows you to deduct the contribution that you're making off your current taxes. But when you pull the money out of the IRA, you know, when you're in retirement and that type of thing, the amount, the money that you're pulling out, the original contributions plus any gains, are taxed as ordinary income. With a Roth, you don't get the tax deduction now when you're making the contribution, but when you pull the money out later, as long as it's been in there for 5 years or more and some other very minor restrictions, when you pull your money out, it comes out completely tax-free. That's the fundamental difference between the two. And the limits are pretty much the same. The contribution limits that I said before, $6,500 if you're 49, $5,500, I'm sorry, if you're 49 or younger, $6,500 if you're 50 or older, those are all the same. With the Roth, there are income limits. So if you're married, filing jointly, and you're making more than $183,000, you'll be limited in your Roth contribution amount. So there are some differences like that, but the contribution amounts are the same.
So I just want to be sure, for Roth IRA, the contributions are not deductible. Is that accurate?
Correct. With a Roth IRA, the contributions are not deductible, but when you pull the money out, they're tax-free. And that's a very powerful incentive there.
We take a look at, you know, we're moving towards a much higher demographic in terms of people over 70 years old. I don't have the statistics, but it's amazing. What do you say in terms of age limitation regarding the Roth IRA and the traditional IRA, with obviously a comment on what people do at 70 and a half?
Yeah, at 70 and a half, it's a magic number. For a traditional IRA, you have what are called required minimum distributions, known as RMDs, obviously, required minimum distributions, that you must start taking money out of your traditional IRA. And again, those are taxed as ordinary income. With a Roth, there is no required minimum distribution. So at 70 and a half, if you don't need the money in the Roth, you can just let it continue to grow tax-deferred, tax-free. And if the money is there when you die, your heirs inherit it and can take the money out over their lifetime tax-free. So very, very powerful from an income planning perspective for retirement income planning, and very powerful from an estate planning perspective as well.
What about penalties at withdrawal for, you know, for early withdrawals, both on the traditional IRA and the Roth IRA?
Sure. With a traditional IRA, if you pull the money out before you're 59 years old, you will have to pay a penalty plus taxes. There's a 10% penalty plus taxes. And with a Roth, you can pull all of your contributions out tax-free because you've already paid taxes on that. And the money you pull out first from a Roth would be the contributions that you made. Any growth would come out later. If you started to access the growth before you were a certain age, before you're 59, you'd have to pay those same taxes and penalties.
Any other issues regarding the Roth IRA and the traditional IRA that you want to make a distinguishing comment on that I haven't brought up?
Well, sure. There are probably two that come to mind immediately. A lot of people ask about the non-deductible.
I'll tell you what, let's hold that till after a break so I don't have to rush through it with you. This is Stu Taylor joining us in an important interview, as he does frequently, as Gary Silverman, founder and managing partner of Blue Prairie Group. Go to blueprairiegroup.com. You can get some great, great information. We'll be back with Gary right after these messages.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Joe Kern from CNBC Squawk Box. Just did an interview with Stu Taylor. Stu is helping keep America great.
All right, we're back with Gary Silverman. He is the managing partner and chief investment officer at Blue Prairie Group. Try to go to the website. You'll be really surprised at how much information you can get. And this is voluntary to give you access to issues in wealth management that everybody should really know about. So get educated if you're not already. It's blueprairiegroup.com, blueprairiegroup.com. Just prior to the break, Gary, you were going to discuss what two other differences between the Roth IRA and the traditional IRA, two that I did not cover in my questions.
Sure, and not so much differences, but two things that you really want to be aware of. So one that I was mentioning was the non-deductible traditional IRA. We hadn't talked about that yet. So you can, if you are not eligible to make tax-deductible contributions to your IRA, either because you're covered by a plan at work or you make too much money, you can make a contribution to a traditional IRA that is not deductible. You can then convert that to a Roth. However, you want to be very careful doing that. This is a mistake we see people make all the time. If you do that conversion, you have to consider all of your IRA assets. So if you have deductible and non-deductible IRA assets, you are going to get hit with a tax with taxes on the amount of the conversion in the proportion of your tax, your deductible and non-deductible IRA contributions. It's a little bit arcane, I know that, but it's a mistake that people often make. So if you're thinking about a non-deductible IRA contribution, just keep in mind that if you convert it to a Roth, it's not necessarily going to be tax-free.
All right, I want to move along here because we're not going to get it all in, and we may have to have you come back on an additional segment because I do want to talk about some tax moves that people can make before the end of the year. But first, just maybe a quick overview of the utilization of 529 plans and HSA accounts. Everybody's thinking about college saving plans.
Well, sure. Let me take the second of those first, the HSA. You can make a contribution to a health savings account if you're participating in a high deductible health plan through your employer or individually. And those are wonderful. It allows you to put the money in, you get a tax deduction for the amount of contribution. It grows tax deferred. If you take the money out for eligible medical expenses, it comes out tax free. So you get the sort of triple tax benefit there. Very, very powerful. Strongly encourage that. And you can let the money grow. You don't have to use it in any given year. It's not a use it or lose it type thing. So you can let it grow and grow and grow. And when you're in retirement, you can use it to help pay for expenses not covered by Medicare, and it can really help reduce your taxable income in retirement. So
ask Ann if you have a line or two on charitable giving.
Sure. So you can also give to charity. You get a dollar-for-dollar deduction on the charitable contributions. Very, very good incentive, especially if you have a philanthropic intent in you anyway. One of the things people should know about is a donor-advised fund allows you to give more money right now to get the tax deduction, and you can make the charitable gifts much later down the road. So if you have a big bonus or a big capital gain or big, you know, taxation in one particular year, you can give all of, you know, the next 5 years of charitable contributions into a donor-advised fund and then dole it out over time.
All right, there's one thing in terms of the tax moves to make before the end of the year. You bring up capital gains. And some advice on the capital gains with losses and how you're going to offset some of your gains.
Sure. So tax planning 101 basically is you want to realize any losses, defer any gains. You want to be careful about doing that because there are some gotchas with the AMT and things like that. But by and large, you want to bring in your gains, bring in your losses, extend your gains. You should know that when you take capital losses, you can offset any gains in a given year. So if you have a short-term gain and you have a short-term loss, they offset. If you have a long-term gain and a long-term loss, they can offset in a given year. So you can basically shelter your income by realizing losses. And you can also offset long-term gains with short-term losses and that type of thing as well. But there's a tax strategy to try to optimize that, which I won't get into here, but you should realize that as you're realizing gains and losses. When you harvest losses, you have to keep out of that stock or substantially similar stock or investment for at least 30 days. For people who did tax loss harvesting at the end of last year and you didn't rebuy your investments, you can do so now to get your allocation back in line. But that's a very powerful way of sheltering some gains is by realizing those losses. And with the market environment the way it's been over the last couple of months, there's probably a lot of losses that can, in fact, be harvested. Don't wait for the end of the year. A lot of people wait for the end of the year to harvest their losses, and you don't have to. You can harvest losses right now and, 30 days later, reestablish those positions.
There were a lot of tax breaks that have been extended from 2014 that pertain into 2015.
So, at the end of 2015, in the Budget Reconciliation Act, they did extend a lot of they made permanent, actually, a lot of these tax deductions they had been extending, things like the tax-free IRA distributions to charity if you're 70 and a half or older, itemized deductions for state and local income tax has been extended, has been made permanent. The American Opportunity Tax Credit has been made permanent. A couple of other deductions for if you're a teacher for expenses, for personal expenses, for teaching supplies, things like that have been made permanent. A couple of things have also been extended through 2016, so just a one-year extension.
All right. I mean, for those who are listening, really inform yourself. You can go to Blue Prairie Group or some other valuable source. Got less than 20 seconds to go. A comment, really, on, and this has got to be a quick one, on organizing your materials. If you're not organized, you're in trouble.
That's it, exactly. Get organized and keep records. That's the best thing that you can do to minimize your taxes so that you go to your tax preparer and you have everything organized from medical expenses, business-related expenses, anything that can be itemized, deductions. Best thing you can do, get organized, keep records.
All right. Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group, blueprairiegroup.com. It's always a real pleasure having you on. Too bad we can't talk about golf or something else, but it's a necessary evil. It's been a pleasure. This is Stu Taylor.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.